We control the Galactica.
What's going on?
All communication with Prison Barge are out.
What?
Sunny B Alpha is under attack.
Those Alliance representatives, as you call them, have just captured Alpha Landing Bay and the Council.
If we have a Dama, they might have second thoughts about attacking us.
Dama, launch at once. Repeat, launch at once.
Since the return of our warriors, with prisoners from the Alliance of the Planet Terra, the fleet has been in a state of constant confusion. If this Terra is the planet Earth we seek, our flight across the universe may have been in vain, for we will have eluded the Cylons only to be faced by an equally oppressive human enemy. As usual, of late, the Council led by Sire Domra is in total opposition to me. They wish to release the prisoners and have an unarmed peace envoy return with them to their outpost on Luna 7. I'm afraid the Council is bent on repeating the mistakes that led to the destruction of our colonies at the hands of the Cylons. I am determined that shall not happen again, so long as I am in command. In the meantime, I've ordered the fleet to full alert while I shuttle to the prison barge to interrogate personally those Eastern Alliance enforcers.
Prison barge, Galactica Shuttle requesting landing instructions.
Galactica Shuttle, this is Prison Barge Approach Control. You are clear to land in Beta Bay.
Understood. Clear for Beta Bay.
Commandant Blighter, I'm Commander Adama. I trust you and your men have been properly treated.
I demand the immediate release of my crew and ship. You have no right to detain us.
I'm afraid you are in no position to issue demands, Commandant. However, if you would like to take a seat and answer a few questions, I would be willing to discuss your eventual release. Very well. I'm particularly interested in knowing why the Alliance tried to destroy every human being on the planet Peridine.
They are nationalists. We are at war with the nationalists.
Nationalists? What are nationalists?
People who want to change the natural order.
The natural order being whatever the Alliance dictates?
The natural order of the universe simply is. There can be no disputing it. Forgive me, Commander. But for a technically advanced people, you really are quite ignorant.
Grow to dislike this man. What do you mean, grow to?
Oh, forgive me, my ignorance. Perhaps you would be good enough to explain this natural order of yours.
All life forms in the universe fall into two classifications. Call them what you will, the predator and the prey, the intelligent and the ignorant, the conquerors and the subjugated. Whatever you call them, there are the strong and there are the weak. The Eastern Alliance is the strongest force in the universe. We were created to rule all life as far as it extends and in whatever form it exists throughout the universe. It is our destiny.
And these nationalists disagreed with your natural theory.
It is not a theory, Commander. It is a law of nature.
I see. And if you are the strongest force of the universe, how do you explain the Galactica?
Your battle star is quite impressive. However, it is but a single warship. We will dispatch it as the wolf pack does the bear.
I don't know what this wolf pack or bear is. However, I think you would need at least 1,000 of those destroyers you fly on Luna 7 if you intend to engage the Galactica.
We have nearly... I've answered your question. Now I demand that we discuss the release of my ship and crew.
Commander Adama, your presence is requested at the Council, sir.
Inform the Council that I will be there as soon as I conclude this interrogation.
With all due respect, sir, the Council has ordered the interrogation terminated.
Since when does the Council give orders to the Commander?
Look, Starbuck, I just do as I'm told.
Now then, I'm telling you to back off until the Commander...
Inform the Council. I'll be there immediately.
Yes, sir.
We will continue this at a later time, Commandant. It's been most interesting.
They can't let them do this.
My lawyer Holt holds me responsible to the Council.
That was before the Holocaust. We're operating under martial law. And Paul is right, sir. The fleet's been under your command since we fled the colonies. You can't let the Council order you around like some cadet.
Evidently, they don't seem to agree with that. Or perhaps something has come up we know nothing about. In any case, I don't want to discuss this in front of a prisoner. Now, shall we go? Or do I have to fly that shuttle myself?
Problems, Commander?
Well, I'm glad to see you're in such a good mood today, Baltar. You have mess duty again.
I saved some Borellian desert layers for you. Well, they're not really from Borella, but they're the closest thing they raise on that stinking livestock ship.
I must speak with you. We can help each other.
Now, that's the last of them.
Mm-hmm. Mind if I join you? Thank you. You know, of course, who I am. Baltar. No matter, I know you. I know what you're planning. I also know why you haven't tried it yet. Oh, you could break out of your cell, but what then? Where to go? How to escape pursuit? You don't have those answers. I do. Well, if you're not interested,
Sit. We are listening.
See those prisoners behind you? They're from an alliance, which in this corner of the universe may be as powerful as my Cylon friends. They are going to be transferred to the Galactica.
And how do you know this?
Why, I have my sources. When the shuttle comes for those prisoners, we will make our break, take the shuttle, and escape.
And what of the Vipers?
Oh, I have a plan to deal with them. When we reach the Alliance, I'll be welcomed with open arms. For I know the Galactica, her strengths, her weaknesses, and most important, her commander, Adama. I'll be treated like a prince. And so will those who are with me. Is it a bargain?
Your record to date does not exactly inspire confidence.
I had incompetent followers.
We do not follow Baltar.
Oh, no. No. Of course not. We're all comrades. In this together.
Good. When the time comes to escape, we will momentarily die.
Die?
We do many things to survive. Even die.
Adama, the time is long overdue for us to honor you for your brilliant leadership in eluding the Cylons. You, more than any other individual, are responsible for our survival. And so the Council has decided to honor you with an award that is equal to your magnificent achievement. An honor that has not been bestowed upon a living colonist in over a millennium. Adama, we are giving you the Star of Kobol.
Well, it's about time. What's wrong with you? You don't seem too excited.
Neither does my father.
I am deeply honored. But I must refuse.
Adama, surely you don't understand what we're offering.
Believe me, Sire Domra, I understand perfectly. Is it not a time for honors? Our quest is far from over. The danger is still great. I do not know if this terror is the planet Earth we seek. I do know. It is ruled by humans who are as oppressive as the Cylons.
Adama, the vision you offer us is understandably the dark view of a warrior who has led us through terrible times. It is not necessarily the realistic view.
Cyrus Tenia, those Eastern Alliance and forces are as hostile as any Cylon we've ever encountered.
Perhaps because they were greeted with laser pistols instead of open arms.
They greeted us with drawn weapons.
Captain, you are not here to address this council.
In fact, I have no idea why you and your military cohort are here.
They are here at my request to report in person on the Eastern Alliance, since the Council seems to have ignored the written report.
We haven't ignored it, Adama. We simply disagree with it. It is a military evaluation, not a civilian one. Sire Domra has also met with Commandant Leiter and found him quite willing to negotiate our sending a peace envoy to Luna 7.
Oh, I'm certain he was.
Adama, we have called this session to honor you, not to argue with you.
Sire Domra, I do not treat you as a fool. Please do not treat me as one. You've all gathered here to retire me. Now, what other motions have been passed during my absence, in addition to my award?
Commander, you have been blunt, so I shall be blunt as well. We have voted to end the emergency declared when the Cylons destroyed our colonies. From this senton forward, we are reverting to Council control of the fleet. Naturally, you will retain your vote on the Council and command of the Galactica.
But?
But you shall have a civilian member of this Council to assist you. To assure Council edicts are implemented.
And who is to be this aid?
I have that honor.
Should have told them to stop their edicts.
I won't have that kind of talk at my command.
But he's right. If the Council has their way, we'll all be in shackles before this is over.
I think perhaps the Council is right. When two of my finest warriors forget their oath to obey the civil government, we have been under martial law too long.
Sorry, Commander, but what do we do?
What warriors always do. Their job.
All right, keep moving.
Bridge deck Epsilon. Yes, sir?
That was control. The Alliance prisoners are to be moved to the holding grid for transfer.
Oh, fine. Why didn't they tell us that when we had them on beta deck? All right. Leiter, you and your men hold it. Everyone else into your cells.
What's wrong with him?
All of you, into your cells, now!
What's going on?
Lock it up! Lock it up! Keep your lasers on him. It might be a trick.
He's dead. No pulse. None of them has a pulse.
Get a med tech down here on the double. Breathing gear, heart stimulator, the works.
Drake.
Activity has slowed our reflexes. They will improve now that we are free.
Requesting a shuttle to transfer prisoners from the barge to the Galactica.
Granted. Colonel, will you select four warriors to act as escort, please?
Yes, sir.
Just a mic on, Colonel. I don't see the need for a warrior escort, Adama.
You don't see the need? Those are dangerous prisoners we're transporting.
Aye. Cyrus Genia, I can't allow a shuttle to carry prisoners without precaution.
I realize that, Commander. But Council security will be quite sufficient.
Council security couldn't prevent an escape from the orphan ship.
Colonel, Council security will do. Assign Lieutenants Boomer and Sheba as shuttle pilots.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Commander. I really don't intend to be a burden. I would like for this situation to be as pleasant as possible.
First, we destroy the communication center, then take the landing bay. The shuttle will be arriving at any moment.
And then?
A little trip to the Galactica.
Galactica? You said we were heading for Luna 7.
We are. After we settle some debts.
My men and I are not going to get involved in any personal vendetta. We must return to our homeland.
We won't get to the edge of the fleet without being challenged, and the shuttle is no match for Vipers. We must disable the Galactica, or at the very least, take many hostages. Trust me, my friend. I know what I'm doing.
When we land, you two are to stay in the cockpit. Council orders.
Next, you'll be telling me I need council permission to use the turbo flush.
Lieutenant, we know how you feel. But the Council doesn't want to risk another confrontation with those Eastern Alliance representatives.
The last time you warriors met them, they came back in shackles.
Well, maybe that's why you, the Council, and this entire fleet are still alive.
Shouldn't we be calling approach control?
Shouldn't we be... That's it.
Are you crazy?
Now, if you two are going to fly this bird, you better start now.
Come on, Boomer, stop fooling around.
All right, no more questions. I promise. Just straighten this thing out.
Now, if I were you, I'd strap myself in. It's no telling just how rough the landing might be.
You wouldn't. Prison barge approach control. This is Galactica Shuttle requesting landing instructions.
Galactica Shuttle cleared for landing in Alpha Bay.
Understood, Alpha Bay.
Is that the last communication you'll have with them?
Till they land, yes.
They're as pale as an Orion moon.
Serves them right.
Get back to the Galactica. I'm personally putting that guy on report.
I just want to get back in one piece. Huh? That must be them.
Commandant Leiter, we're your escort to the Galactica.
I don't think so.
Sir?
I believe we are escorting you.
Boomer, they look even paler than when they got off.
Well, well. Lieutenant Boomer. How nice to see you. Too bad Starbuck and Apollo aren't here. I could settle all my debts at once.
Any news of the shuttle?
No, sir. Not a word since they landed.
Omega, contact the prison barge. I want to know if that shuttle is launched.
Commander, I have the shuttle right now. Lieutenant Boomer's requesting landing clearance.
Oh, good. Very good. Direct him to Landing Bay Alpha. I believe that's where the Council is meeting our guests.
That is correct.
Commander, all communications with the prison barge are out.
What?
I've tried all bands. There's nothing.
Ty, security status, Alpha Landing Bay.
Council security only, sir.
Director Captain Apollo to take a score of warriors to landing
base. Commander, the Council does not want warriors around when they greet the Alliance representatives.
Cyrus Tenia, doesn't it strike you as somewhat odd that all communications with the prison barge are out at the precise centon that we're transferring those men to the Galactica?
Bridge Officer Omega, is this the first time that communications have gone out between ships?
No, but...
And did not Lieutenant Boomer just request landing clearance?
Yes.
Then I think you are all being paranoid. I am sorry, Commander. No warriors in the landing bay. Council policy.
Commander, you'll excuse me. My duty period was over a centaur ago. I need some air.
Colonel, if you decide to take your air on the landing bay, I will view it as an act of insubordination.
Do I have the Cyrus's permission to retire to the officers' club?
You may go anywhere you wish, Colonel, as long as it is not the landing bay.
Colonel Ty is a very good warrior, which I'm sure you will come to realize in time.
Adama, you are all good warriors. But what we need now are good diplomats.
I would hate to bounce and have a weapon set off by accident.
Thank you.
Mind if I join you?
No. Have a seat, Colonel.
Thank you. Bring me a double of whatever they're having.
Well, I've never seen you in here unless it was to grab us for a mission.
Well, it's the first time for everything. And now's the time for one colonial colonel to have a little drink.
A little drink? A colonel.
Colonel, what if the commander needs you on the bridge? What for? We're safely in the arms of the Council now.
Cyrus Tenia is on the bridge.
On the bridge? She's taken it over. At this moment, the Council is waiting at Landing Bay Alpha to welcome those enforcers you captured with open arms.
We know.
Did you also know that communications to the prison barge went out after the shuttle was launched?
No.
Cyrus Tenia doesn't think it's anything to be concerned about.
Didn't the commander order warriors to the bay?
Overruled. And I've been threatened with court-martial if I take any steps to interfere.
Want to take a walk?
Yeah, now that you mention it. Excuse us.
It wasn't anything I said, was it?
No, to be perfectly honest, we just feel a little uncomfortable drinking with a senior officer. See you.
I kind of hoped you would.
Micron, the hatch opens. You and your men will eliminate all guards and take as many hostages as possible.
Don't worry. We are very good at such operations.
I'm sure you are. Maga, you and your Noman follow me to the lift. We can be on the bridge in a matter of microns.
And once we control the bridge...
we control the Galactica.
Thank you.
Remember, these people have been mistreated by our warriors. It's only natural that they should feel a little hostile. We must make every effort to give them a warm welcome.
Landing Bay Alpha is under attack. Extent of force is unknown.
Understood.
We're holding the left and beta section. Need assistance.
Warrior score on its way.
Voltar, Noman, and the enforcers. Well, at least we got all our enemies in the same place.
Including the Council.
Launch Red Squadron. Come to prevent any ship from launching without my permission. Have Warrior Security cover all hatches above, below, and around Landing Bay Alpha from Omicron to Zeta and get Colonel Ty up here at once.
Yes, sir.
What's happened?
Those Alliance representatives, as you call them, have just captured Alpha Landing Bay and the Council.
Voltar and the Noman are with them.
If it hadn't been for Colonel Ty's warning, they'd have been here now instead of us.
Where is Colonel Ty?
Reporting for duty, sir.
Commander, Red Squadron launched. Scan coming in from the shuttle.
Transfer to Council.
Yes, sir.
Adama, you look haggard.
Voltar, put down your arms and surrender. There's no way you can escape.
You wonderful. I have a blade to your throat. And you give orders.
They're attaching solar night charges to the outer hull. They'll kill us all if you don't do what he says.
Now, here are your orders, Commander. Release the two Cylon pilots who flew me here, my fighter, and the Alliance destroyer. When my comrades and I are safely aboard our ships, the shuttle will launch, then the destroyer, and finally, my fighter. If the shuttle makes any attempt to return before we are in orbit at Luna 7, or if we pick up a single pursuing Viper on our scanners, I press this little button. Blow the shuttle and everyone on board into a million pieces.
And when you reach Luna 7?
The shuttle will be free to return.
Do you think for one centon I believe you?
You don't have a choice, Adama. My demands are not followed to the letter within one centaur. I'll kill these hostages one by one in front of you. Beginning with Lieutenant Boomer.
You'll do it anyway, Commander. Take them now while we still have the...
One centaur, Adama.
What do you mean you can't put them back together?
Captain, I tried to explain. I deactivated the Cylons when we were escorting Baltar and we captured him.
Well, so? Reactivate them. It won't be that easy. I was attempting to decipher their programming. I thought I might be able to find a way of reprogramming them from long distances using coded laser beams. I might even be able to stop them from firing on our ships. Doctor, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but right now all I care about is reactivating those two Cylons and delivering them to Voltar before he kills every hostage on that shuttle. Perhaps if I showed you.
Now, do you understand?
You're harder on them than I am.
You took them apart, you can put them back together again.
In a centaur? Impossible.
Doctor, I don't care how you do it, just do it. Can we help you?
impossible.
The destroyer is being moved into the bay.
The Cylon fighter?
Already in the bay.
There's no way of reaching those charges once the shuttle is launched.
I'm afraid not, sir.
Then we have to assault the bay and defuse those charges before the shuttle is launched.
Cyrus Tenure, you don't seem... What did you say?
That we must assault the bay before the shuttle is launched. Commander, I am not stupid. Baltar has no intentions of releasing those hostages. He will either force them to land on Luna 7 or blow them apart once he is free. The only question is when to attack and how to maximize our chance for success.
Agreed. We must hit them while they're transferring from the shuttle to their ships. They'll be out in the open. Our people will be inside the shuttle. Now, is everyone in position?
The assault teams are ready to hit the bay on three sides simultaneously.
And the demolition experts?
They feel they can disarm the charges in 30 microns once they reach them.
And what are the odds of them accomplishing that before Baltar can set them off?
That depends on how stunned he is by the attack. And he will have to take cover or be caught in the explosion himself.
The odds, Colonel.
Computer estimates 70 to 30 in Baltar's favor.
Charges are in place.
And so is your destroyer.
This Commander Adama amazes me to think he'd let us go to save a few lives.
He won't.
What do you mean he won't? He has no choice.
If you believe that, you're a bigger fool than I thought. He will attack us as we move to our ships. When the shuttle is unguarded.
Precisely what I would do.
He won't risk slaughtering the hostages.
Baltar, don't you think he knows you have no intention of letting them go?
Well, of course I'll let them go. Once we're safe.
Whether you intend to or not isn't the problem. Our escape depends on whether Adama believes you will.
What do we do if he doesn't?
Prepare to die.
Centurion functioning before the deadline.
Well, unless Baltar gets his Cylons, he won't move to a ship.
We need more time.
I'll try to help you. Omega, get Baltar in the shuttle.
Yes, sir.
And Paula, get back to the lab. Tell Wilker to speed things up as much as he can. I'm afraid he doesn't hide his emotions very well.
Well, should he? After the mistakes we've made on the Council, it wouldn't surprise me if the warriors helped Baltar blow up the shuttle.
I won't hurt you. You have my word. The moment I'm free on Luna 7... you'll all be free to return. You believe me, don't you?
Yes, yes, I believe you.
Well, I don't.
Nor I.
You have to believe me. It's the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. We're the hostages, and you're afraid?
Baltar, the scanner.
We need more time. For what? To attack me? No. We had deactivated your Centurions. We're having problems reactivating them.
You're plotting to attack me?
No, we just need more time to meet your demands.
No. Not a micron.
Baltar, take me as a hostage in exchange for one more Centaur.
Adama, you can't.
If we have Adama, they might have second thoughts about attacking us.
Yes. Yes, they might. Very well, Adama. One more centaur in exchange for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Not so funny now, is it?
Adama.
The very micron the Cylons are under landing bay, Balter and the others will move to their ships. Then I'll be able to contact you on the beta channel.
This is suicide.
You must attack the micron the shuttle is cleared for launching. I'll alert the others so we can evacuate our shuttle as rapidly as possible.
What if he doesn't put you in the shuttle?
That's why I'm going.
Absolutely not.
Adama, the colonel is right. Baltar may not put you aboard until the last micron. He may take you with him in one of the other ships as an offering to the Alliance. In any case, I'm just another member of the Council, and he'll toss me in with the others. I can fill them in on your plans. It's quite logical.
It's suicide.
That's what I've been saying,
Colonel.
There's no time to argue.
I'll see you soon.
So far, so good. Centurion?
By your command.
Turn on the scanner on that bench.
Come on, you can do it.
Never thought I'd see us rooting for a Cylon.
He'll never fly.
Oh, frack.
But I'll keep trying.
No. Don't do it. I have a better idea.
Adama, how nice of you and this lovely lady to join us.
I want to check on the condition of our people.
Of course. Anything you wish, old friend. After you searched.
Running out of time.
Colonel, Dr. Wilker coming on the scanner.
Colonel, we're ready, I think.
You think?
Colonel, you have to call off the attack.
Apollo?
It's the only chance we have of saving them. Call off the attack and order the shuttle to launch.
Adama has personally ordered the assault.
And left you in command. Look, I don't have time to explain, sir. Just call off the attack.
Adama, the Council has taken a vote and has decided to rescind our edict, extending the emergency powers and giving you full command. I thought you should know.
The Cylon pilots are here.
So it begins. Are you ready? Go.
Launch this shuttle the moment we leave.
Launch! Launch!
Launch! Boomer, launch!
Boomer, get me Colonel Ty on beta channel.
Sir.
Launch! Launch!
Launch! Silence. Our warriors will be attacking the landing bay in a matter of microns. Prepare to evacuate as rapidly as possible, as soon as we open the hatch.
They'll blow us up.
The only chance we have.
I have Colonel Ty, sir.
Ty, attack now.
Adama, no time to explain. Launch at once. Repeat,
Launch at once.
It won't work.
Adama, I'm in command. Launch!
Start all engines, prepare to launch.
Why don't they launch?
Launch!
It's working. I've done it. Centurion, launch.
By your command.
Go.
Oh, no. Not you two again.
Well, it was really his idea.
We figured Baltar would feel much more secure once the shuttle and destroyer had launched and he was safely tucked in with his two Cylons.
And so did the computer. It estimated we had a 9-to-1 chance of succeeding. Well, I'll take those odds anytime.
Oh, with our lives,
hmm? Well, it worked, didn't it?
Got me there.
I still don't see why the commander let Leiter and the destroyer escape.
We're tracking them right now on long-range scan. When they land, we'll have the exact coordinates to their base on Lunar 7.
May I join you?
Oh, sure, Colonel. Have a seat.
Barman, bring the Colonel a drink.
No, thank you.
Don't speak so quickly, Colonel. You may have to deal with Cyrus Tinia again.
Now that the Council has restored command to Adama, I don't have to face that anymore.
Colonel.
Oh, no. He wouldn't do that to me, would he?
I think he just might.
Barman.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.